Mesech's Erevin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. The next few Mishnahs will discuss somebody whose Tachum changes after Shabbos comes in. Now, in general, of course, that's impossible, because one's Tachum, one's 2,000 Amos, which he can travel in every direction, is decided based on what his Mokim HaShavisa was when Shabbos came in, and where he was considered to be living when Shabbos came in. So, of course, if he didn't make an Erev or anything, then his Mokim HaShavisa is considered to be the city, and he can travel 2,000 Amos from the edge of the city in every direction. The city itself is not calculated as part of the 2,000 Amos, because the entire city is considered the place of his living. We view the entire city as if it was just 4 Amos. Now, the halacha is that if somebody walks further than the Tachum on Shabbos, so that doesn't mean he has to stay still for the rest of Shabbos. Rather, he has 4 Amos to travel. We'll see later on whether it's 4 Amos in every direction, or whether it's 4 Amos in total. But be as it may, the first part of this Mishnah tells us that that is even the case if he exited the Tachum unintentionally. Somebody who was taken out of his Tachum, he was taken beyond his 2,000 Amos, by non-Jews, they forced him to go out, a ruach ra'ah, or some sort of evil spirit. He suddenly went mad and took himself out of the Tachum, but he wasn't thinking, it wasn't his fault. Nevertheless, right now he is found outside of his Tachum, so when the evil spirit stops, or when the non-Jews leave him, for example, Einu ela arba amos, he can only travel for 4 amos, because outside of one's Tachum on Shabbos, one only has 4 amos to travel. Now what happens if after the non-Jews took him out of his Tachum, hechziruhu, they brought him back into his Tachum? Now when Shabbos came in, it was fixed that this person's Tachum Shabbos, this person could travel 2,000 Amos from his Mokim HaShavisa. So if right now he is found back within the Tachum, then he can continue using that Tachum Shabbos, ki'ilu lo yotza, as if he didn't leave. This is unlike somebody who intentionally leaves and then comes back, or even if he unintentionally left, but then intentionally comes back within the Tachum, if he does so, then he cannot continue using his 2,000 Amos, because he only got back to his Tachum illegally. But since this person was forced, he can still use his original Tachum, and there is no problem with that. Now, we mentioned before that the entire city in which a person stays and is there at the beginning of Shabbos, the entire city is considered like 4 Amos. It's not calculated as part of the 2,000 Amos in which one can travel. Now, in general, that's only regarding the city in which he is in when Shabbos comes in. If, for example, there's another city within his Tachum, within the Tachum of the city, that doesn't mean we can view the other city as 4 Amos as well. We'll have machlokes about that later on in the Masechta. Be as it may, the question is, what happens if the non-Jews take him out of his city, or they take him out of his Tachum, and holichuhu l'ir acheres, they take him to another city? So now he finds himself within a city, and that city, for the people who were in that city at the beginning of Shabbos, that city is viewed as only 4 Amos. So the question is, can we view the city as 4 Amos also for this individual? Or what happens if Nisanuhu Badira Basahar? The non-Jews put him into a pen, an enclosure for animals, or a sahar, another sort of enclosure. We're referring to an area which is larger than 4x4 Amos. So Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Imin Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah say, Mahalich Eskula, he is allowed to travel throughout the entire city, throughout the entire enclosure, since also for him we view it as only 4 Amos. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Imin Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say, Einu El Arba Amos, even in this situation he only has 4 Amos to travel, because we only view a city as 4 Amos if that was your original Mokim HaShavisa. But if it wasn't, then that's considered just like any other place, which you were not there when Shabbos came in, and therefore you only have 4 Amos to travel. Now the Mishnah illustrates these opinions with a story, which actually occurred with these 4 Tanoim. Maisa Shabom and Prandisin, there was a story that they came from Prandisin on a ship towards Eretz Yisrael. And we need to add, they reached the seaport and were ready to get off the ship before Shabbos came in. But just before they managed to get off of the ship, v'hifligos finosam bayom, their ship was washed out back into sea, and it was moved to beyond the tachum of the city, of the port of the land. So this seemingly is exactly the same case as we just discussed. Since they reached the land before Shabbos came in, their tachum was defined to be the tachum of the city. So they had 2,000 amos from the city. But then they were forced out of their tachum, and they are now found in a ship which is more than 4x4 amos. It's considered like an enclosure. So Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah hilchu eskula. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah traveled the entire ship, not just 4 amos, consistent with their opinion earlier on in the Mishnah. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Lezoz, Mi'arba Amos, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva did not move from within four Amos, consistent with their opinion. However, the Mishnah actually notes that what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva did in this case, Sherotzu L'Hachmar Latzman, was only because they wanted to be strict on themselves. But even they agreed that in this case, one was allowed to travel the entire ship and not just four Amos. And that is just because the case of a ship is slightly different. Since a ship is constantly traveling and moving, we can never say that you've only got four amas to travel, because every second you're not within the original four amas. That means that the very nature of being on a ship means that you are granted the entire ship to travel. Every second we sort of view it as if you've got now a new four amas. So even Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva really agreed, according to the strict letter of the law, that they were permitted to travel the entire ship. However, even so, they were strict upon themselves, because it is similar to a case not on a ship, for example, in a regular enclosure on land, where you would only be allowed to travel four amas according to them.